Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to third. Wertz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Boone moves to third. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone scores. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive towards right. Kennedy catches it and throws to second to double up Pretty. The throw back to first to get Callaway, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Houdeman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Allie Clark pinch runs for Thurman Tucker. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Allie Clark now playing right field. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Kell moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty catches it and throws to second with Berry covering, to double up Rosen. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Boudreau now playing first base. Luke Easter now playing right field. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.